Hi, this is Jason Wynn, the pastor of Ignite at River of Life Christian Church. Thank you so much for tuning into our podcast today. It is my hope that this message that you're about to listen to will be a great blessing to your life. Enjoy, and God bless. Hi, Ignite. It's great to be with you guys this morning. If you haven't noticed, we're actually filming in Emmanuel today, and it's great just to be back in Emmanuel. We're trying to, if we can, if it's possible, to slowly start moving back into the Emmanuel Chapel. And it's just a different spiritual atmosphere here in Emmanuel. And you can just feel that the presence of God is just stronger here, and the anointing of God is just stronger here. And so we're going to try, if it's possible, to continue to make that shift, to continue to record more and more here in Emmanuel. And so I wanted to also start off with some announcements. And the first announcement is that it relates to this move, is that we're going to try our best to see if we can move to live stream in the next month and a half. And so if you don't know, the Chinese service and also the English service that's before us, they've already started live streaming their services a few weeks ago. And so following that move, we're going to also try here at Ignite to move to a live stream service in the next month and a half. So be patient with us. And so we're going to continue to have that shift more towards having services in Emmanuel and having live services here in Emmanuel. Which also then goes on to a second announcement I wanted to let you guys know about is that I know that right now with shelter in place, it's been very tough on people. We miss that interaction, that human touch, that human interaction with our brothers and sisters here at Ignite. And so we understand that this is a very tough time for people. So we're going to try in the next month or so, we're going to try to plan an outdoor activity, an outdoor picnic for us just to be able to gather together. Of course, obviously social distancing while we're in the park, but just to be able to invite people who are comfortable and they want to, and to welcome people to kind of continue to have that community, that fellowship with our brothers and sisters here at Ignite. So look for that announcement as we plan that in the next month or so. And then it also goes, I want to go, a third announcement that I wanted to let you guys know about is that we are going to increase the frequency of our prayer meetings here at Ignite. We're going to, starting in August, we're going to increase the frequency of our prayer meetings to every first and third Wednesday of the month, starting in August. So every first and third Wednesday of the month, we're going to have prayer meetings. We're going to have prayer meetings twice a month now. And I really just want to encourage all of you guys to attend our prayer meetings. I just really want to let you guys know that, hey, coming to these prayer meetings, what's really great about coming to these prayer meetings is that you really get to feel and have the spiritual pulse of what God is doing here at Ignite. You know, when this last prayer meeting that I went to, when I was at the prayer meeting and I was able to hear the prayers of other people at Ignite, and just also being able to hear what God was saying to our group, you know, something that I felt like God was speaking to me during that prayer meeting was that we need more godly and holy leaders in this generation. You know, when we really see what's happening with society, a lot of what's happening in society and the breakdown of society is that we are lacking godly and holy leaders in our generation. That we are almost we're wandering around aimless, lacking direction. And even though we have leaders that are trying their best, there's not enough and we need more. And I really feel like at the prayer meeting that God was reminding us that we need to rise up as leaders. That we need to, that God is going to be using people here at Ignite. God, that Ignite will be a place that will rise up leaders in our community, in our society, in our marketplaces, in our church. That God will use Ignite to rise up leaders in society, to really be intercede on behalf of our society, of our world. And so when you have the opportunity to step into a position of leadership, whether it's at your work, whether it's at church, whether it's in your community, I just really want to encourage you to take that leap of faith and to have that boldness, to have that courage, to be strong, and to just step into that position of leadership if God has given you that opportunity to do so. So those are the announcements that I wanted to start off and share with you guys today. As I go into today's message, I have a friend who he always likes to tell me that he hates it when I do recaps of previous sermons. He always reminds me that it's almost like a bad anime episode where you spend half the episode just recapping the previous episode and you only spend half the actual episode with new content. So I'm going to just tell my friend a heads up. I'm sorry. I'm going to do a short recap of my sermon from last time, but it'll be really short, just 30 seconds to a minute here. And so if you were not here when I spoke last time, or if you forgot, what I really spoke about last time was that that part of our identity and part of our purpose, if we want to understand part of our identity, part of our purpose, part of our destiny, we really do need to understand the dreams and the passions of the generation that came before us. Right? If we really want to know what our purpose is, what our destiny, what our identity is, we do have to understand what the purpose and the passions and the destinies and the dreams of the generation that came before us, that what they have envisioned has a part to play, has a part to play in who we are supposed to be. And so how do I know this? And so this is, now I'm going on to new material. How do I know this? How do I know that the previous generation, our parents and their generation, has a part to play in our destiny? Well, the reason why I know this is because in any relationship in this world, in any other relationship in this world, you get to choose it. You get to choose who your friends are. You even get to choose who your spouse is. You get to choose who your coworkers and your colleagues. All these other relationships, you get to choose. But the only relationships that you don't get to choose, that God chooses for you, is your family. God chooses who your father is. God chooses who your mother is. God chooses who your brother is. God chooses who your sister is. God chooses who your sons are. And God chooses who your daughters are. Your family relationship is the only relationship that God gets to choose for you. And because of this, I know that there is a special reason why God chose those particular people to be your family members. There is a special reason why God chose them to be your parents. There's a special reason why God chose them to be your siblings. And one day, when you have kids of your own, there's going to be a special reason why God chose those people to be your children. And it's up to us. And it's up to us to figure out what that reason is. For some of us, we may be able to find that reason right away, very soon, very early on in our lives. For some of us, it will take our whole lives to figure out what that reason is. And for others, we might not even find out the real reason until we've all moved on to the next life. But whenever you find out, but whenever you find this reason, whether it's here or later or in the next life, we have to know that there is a reason, and we have to find out what that reason is. And so this week, I really want to talk about what should our heart posture be? What should our heart posture be when it comes towards the generation that came before us? What should our heart posture be towards our parents? So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exacerbate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. So today, I want to look at these four verses. I'm going to group up first, we're going to look at verse 2 and 3. We're going to look at them together. We're going to group them together. We're going to look first at verse 2 and 3. Right? So in verse 2, it talks about honoring your father and mother. What does honor mean? What is honor? You know, if you Google the definition of honor, you come up with the result. It means to regard with great respect. And if you look up the word respect, what it means to admire deeply as a result of their abilities, their qualities, or their achievements. Right? When you think of someone you honor, right? If you think of someone you respect, you think of someone you admire. When you have people at Ignite that you honor, maybe for some of you, wow, you really have a, you give great honor to our worship leaders. Right? You think, wow, they have such a heart for worship, a passion for the Lord. And you look at our worship leaders, you look at our worship team members, and you give them a lot of respect, you give them a lot of honor, you give them a lot of admiration because you see that they have this burning passion, this burning heart for the Lord. You know, for me, the people that I've honored the most in my heart, where the people I deeply honor here at Ignite, you know, are the people that they're able to have it's almost like a supernatural love for others. You know, in any group, there's always going to be certain people that are just a little bit harder to love. They need a lot more attention. They need more attention than others. And sometimes it's really hard to love those people. But when I look at Ignite, I see people. When I see those people that are able to love those that are hard to love in the community. And they're able to spend time with people that need a lot of time and a lot of attention. Deep down in my heart, when I see this supernatural love that they have for other people here at Ignite, I feel deep honor and respect and admiration for these people. And it's another way you can think about what honor is to think about what honor is not. Right? Dishonor. What happens when you don't honor someone? On the flip side, when you don't honor someone, you don't respect them, you don't admire them. In fact, you marginalize them, you trivialize them, you put them down. You don't even pay attention to their thoughts and their opinions. When they share their thoughts and their opinions with you, for someone you don't respect, someone you don't honor, you immediately disregard what they say. But when you honor someone and you respect someone, even if you don't agree with what they say, you will take the time to listen. Because you know that they come from a certain point of view. You know that there is thought and wisdom behind their words. And so for someone you honor, you will even take the time to listen, even if you disagree with their opinions. And this concept of honoring your father and mother, it is so important in the Bible. You know, if you study the Bible, you will see that honoring your father and mother, this biblical principle is seen throughout Scripture, in the Old Testament and the New Testament. In the Old Testament, it is in the Ten Commandments. And in the New Testament, you see Jesus use this biblical principles in his teachings, and you also see Paul write about it in his letters. In fact, this biblical principle is so important that in the Old Testament, if you cursed your father or mother, you were to be put to death. In Exodus chapter 21:17, it says, anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death. Wow. Can you imagine if today we're still living in Old Testament times? If you've ever cursed at your father or mother, if you think about it, if you've ever cursed at your father or mother, you've ever swore at them, you would be dead. The community would put you to death. You would not be alive right now. So I think we should all be very thankful that we don't live in Old Testament times anymore. We're very thankful that we live in New Testament times now, where there is grace and mercy, and we are no longer put to death for this kind of behavior. But I wanted to use this scripture to show you how important this concept is, how seriously God takes honoring our father and mother. You know, why is this so serious? Why is this so serious? You know, like I was showing the scripture, this behavior was not tolerated whatsoever in the Old Testament. Basically, they wanted to stamp out this behavior wherever it sprung up. Whenever you saw someone cursing their father and mother and dishonoring them, immediately they wanted to wipe this behavior off the community. They wanted to get rid of this behavior from the community as fast as possible. Why is that? I believe a couple reasons why this is because in order for society to be strong, you need to have a strong family unit. In order for society to flourish, you need a strong family unit. The family is the building block of society. And you need some kind of hierarchy, some kind of order within the family unit to thrive. Imagine if you did not have this and you did not have to honor your father and mother. You know, for many teenagers, when they're going through puberty, they actually become physically stronger than their parents. Imagine if you don't have these principles, if you don't have to honor your father and mother, especially as a young teenager or a late teenager, and you've become physically stronger than your parents, and there's no reason to listen to them. When they tell you something that you don't want to hear, you can actually curse them and you can attack them and you can beat them up. Imagine how dangerous a society like that can be. In fact, Exodus 21:15, which is just a few verses, two verses before the one we just read, it mentions that anyone who strikes his father or mother shall surely be put to death. The Old Testament knew that without honor, there is this huge probability of wickedness and this behavior of actually even attacking the elderly. What happens then is that might becomes right. What happens then is that whoever has the gold makes the rules. And that becomes a very dangerous society. And when you think about it, I think when we look all around today, we see that society, it feels like society is beginning to break down. And I don't find that it's a coincidence that as society breaks down, you actually see the family unit is becoming weaker and weaker. You know, if you look at studies, they'll always say that people that live in homes, children that live in homes without fathers and mothers, have a higher chance of living and resorting to a life of crime. And on the flip side, that families that live with a strong family unit, a strong father, a strong mother, their children's chances of doing well in society are much higher. So it's very, very important. Honor is very, very important in keeping the family structure together. Another reason why honoring your father and mother is so important is that at least when you're young, as a children, parents are metaphorically, they represent God. They're the first authority figures that God has placed over your life. And if you're not able to honor your father and mother who you can see, how are you going to be able to honor God who you cannot see? If you have trust issues with God, or oftentimes when I feel like when you have trust issues with people who have trust issues with God or people who have trust issues with authority figures, you often find it's because it stems from trust issues with their parents. And it just shows you how important parents are. How important is it to honor them? You know, God has put them, your parents there, metaphorically as authority figures to represent Him. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that this notion of honoring your father and mother is something that's not being valued today in today's society. Oftentimes, young people now, we look at our fathers and our mothers and we look at the previous generation and we see them as old and weak and outdated. You know, we also see this same attitude very prevalent in today's corporate world, especially here in Silicon Valley. In a lot of these large tech firms, we see that older people, they're not valued at these companies. And there's often these cases, I know a couple years ago, there's these cases about age discrimination at these companies. A lot of today's large tech firms in Silicon Valley, large and small, they don't see the wisdom in their elders anymore. They see people who are older as old and weak, outdated. And this is a problem. Society, the greater society, we have a honor problem in our culture. And, you know, now I want to move on to the next verse, verse 3. You know, there in verse 3, it talks about that there is actually a real life consequence to honor. You know, honor is a choice. You get to choose whether or not you want to honor someone. But if you choose to honor someone, there is a real life consequence. And verse 3 tells us that the real life consequence to honor is that you get to enjoy long life on this earth. You know, when I think of a practical application of how this can be, why is it that we get to enjoy a long life on this earth when we honor our fathers and mothers? You know, usually, good parents at least, they will tell you what's best for you. They'll give you words of wisdom, letting you know what they think is best for you. You might have heard these too when you're growing up. Your parents might have told you, eat your vegetables, they're good for you. Or your parents tell you, hey, get good grades, get good jobs. These are great things for you. And when you think about it, it makes sense. You know, when you eat vegetables, you have a healthier lifestyle, you eat healthier things, you generally will live a longer life. Right? And if you get good grades and get a good job, right, you'll be able to make more money and you'll have better health insurance. And usually, if you have more money and better health insurance, you'll be able to live a longer life. And so it makes sense, right? When you generally, parents want what's best for you, and they'll give you these good advice, and if you listen to them, they will result in a longer life. And it's interesting because at the time when your parents tell you to eat your vegetables or to study and do well in school or to get a good job, at the time when they tell you this, it sucks. It's annoying. It feels like you're dying, especially when you eat those vegetables. It's like, oh, I'm dying. But now when you look in hindsight, what felt like was killing you was actually giving you life. And it was actually good for you. Another thing, another reason why I feel like when you honor your father and mother that you'll be able to live a long life on this earth is that there is a supernatural spiritual element to it. Okay? There is a supernatural spiritual element to this. That when you honor God, right? When you honor God by honoring your parents, God will honor you as well. The way I like to think about it is, you will always, when you honor your parents, and therefore honoring God, you will always live one day longer than you should have. So for example, if I was to die today, but because I honored my father and mother, instead of dying today, I will die tomorrow. And so no matter what happens in my life, I always know that I lived at least one day longer than I should have had. And for me, what kind of cements this concept that there's this supernatural spiritual element to this principle and the consequences of living a longer life, something that really kind of imparts in my, that really, something that, a real life example that really reminds me of this principle is Ignite. And how Ignite's been able to survive for this long. You know, a couple weeks ago, we had our 10-year anniversary. And when I look back on it, I can't believe we survived 10 years. There's been a lot of ups and a lot of downs. And yet, through it all, we're still here. And not only are we still here, I really do believe that we are on an upward trend. That we are starting to thrive. We are starting to see revival here in our group. And oftentimes I think about, why is that? Why is that? You know, it's not because we have great leadership here. I know it's not because of me. It's not because I have special talents or I have great leadership abilities. It's not because people in our congregation is particularly more special than anybody else. But I really do believe the reason why God has chosen to bless us and to bless our community is because we honor the generation that comes before us. We honor River of Life Christian Church. We honor Pastor Tong. We honor Pastor Chang. We honor Chris. We honor Pastor Kwok. And we honor all the leaders that have come before us. And because of this, God has chosen to bless us supernaturally with long life. And God has chosen to bless us. Not only do we survive, but that we can thrive and that we can grow and that we can have revival here at Ignite. And this moves me on. Now I want to move on to verses 1 through 4. Verses 1 to 4. And I kind of package them together. They play off one another. Verse 1, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And verse 4, it says, fathers, some translations, it says, parents, do not exacerbate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. What I want to point out to you today from these verses is that a form of honor is to obey your parents. A form of honor is to obey your parents. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It doesn't really give a time limit. Right? We are always going to be our parents' children. We're always going to be their children. But I do believe that verse 4 gives us the context on which we should obey them. Right? In verse 4, it talks about that the role of the parent is not to exacerbate your children. Right? If you don't know, exacerbate means to irritate or to frustrate intensely. So the role of your parents is not to frustrate you, is not to irritate you, is not to exacerbate you. Instead, the verse says the role of the parents is to train you and to instruct you in the ways of the Lord. right? And as you're, you know, as a child, it's for most children, I would say, you know, for you to be able to train and learn the ways of the Lord and to be able to hear from God and what God wants for your life is somewhat difficult. But as you grow older and you mature in your walk, you actually hear more and more directly from God. You're able to discern the voice of God in your life. And you're able to discern what it means to be training and living and instructing in the ways of the Lord. As your relationship with God becomes more personal and becomes more of your own relationship. And as that happens, what happens with your relationship with your parents is that it becomes more and more like a partnership. Your parents, they become more and more as someone that can give you guidance and advice, and maybe they see blind spots in your life, right? Maybe they see blind spots and they might give you advice or guidance in your life, but as you grow older, you yourself become more able to discern what God wants for your life. And, you know, no matter how old we ever get, whether, you know, even when we get to 60, and our parents are 90, they will always still see us as their children. And so we will always be our parents' children, but our relationship with our parents will change over time. And it will become more and more of a partnership as we are able to hear from the Lord directly and what God wants for us in our lives. And all this brings to, and I want to bring this all to Romans chapter 12, verse 10. I want to bring this all together to Romans chapter 12, verse 10, where it talks about, in Romans chapter 12, verse 10, it says, "Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves." You know, ultimately, what we are called to do is not just to honor our father and mother, but it's to honor all of those people that are around us. To honor those around us above ourselves. And really the first practice that we really get to do, the first place we get to practice this biblical principle is with our parents. These are the people that God has supernaturally placed over your life. And ultimately, the goal is, the call here, the mandate here from God, is that we honor all of those that are around us. And I really believe that in today's day and age, we have forgotten how to honor those around us. When we look around today, it feels like society is breaking down. Society is getting worse. A culture of honor has vanished. Instead, we have this a cancel culture where people might have said something from 10 years ago. And people are pulling up things from 10 years ago and destroying people's lives over things that they've said 10 years ago. And they don't look at the context of what it was said. They don't see if the person has changed over time. And we've quick to judge and quick to execute punishment on people. And we've forgotten this culture of honor. We have forgotten this culture of grace, this culture of mercy, this culture of forgiveness. And I really believe that if we want to see a change in society, if we want to see honor and we want to see grace and we want to see mercy and we want to see forgiveness come back into our culture, it starts with us. It starts with Christians. We have to be the catalyst for the change that we want to see in society. We know the sin. We know the world is wicked. We know the world will sin. It won't get any better. If we leave it alone, things will not get better by itself. It'll only get better if we choose to make it better. We choose to be the change that we want to see. And I really feel like God is using us, using Ignite, the people at Ignite, to be that change that we want to see in society. That we're going to bring this culture of honor and this culture of grace and this culture of mercy and this culture of forgiveness back into the marketplace. Back into our communities. Back into our politics. Back into our church. That God is raising up a generation of leaders, of holy, godly leaders, to intercede for this world on behalf of God. To intercede for our world, to be the salt and light of this community, to be a salt and light of this society. And here, I just want to end today with something a little different. You know, when I was preparing today's message, I sensed that the reason why, even in the church, that we have a problem with honor, especially when it comes to honoring our parents, honoring the generation that came before us, is that we have not forgiven our parents. We have not forgiven the generation that came before us. This may not be all of you, but for some of us here today, we have not forgiven our parents for the hurt that they have caused us, whether it's intentional or unintentional. Maybe for some people here today, your parents abandoned you. Maybe they abandoned you physically, they left physically, or they abandoned you emotionally. They were never there for you emotionally, and they have abandoned you in that way. Maybe for others here today, your parents compared you to your brothers or your sisters or your cousins, and they always said you were not good enough, that you were not pretty enough, that you're not athletic enough, that you're not smart enough. And they compared you to all these other people and how other people were better than you. Or maybe they bullied you. Maybe they shamed you. And I'm not saying that your parents were right. Your parents were wrong for doing those things. But you have no control over that. The only thing you have control over is how you react to this. You have control over whether or not you forgive your parents. Maybe for some of you, your parents, they kind of twisted the Asian culture. We know that Asian culture is a very holistic, collective culture. We really place a lot of value and honor. But maybe your parents twisted that, and instead of saying, honor us, they basically twisted it and forced you to obey them. And if you didn't obey them, that means you're a bad child or you're an evil child. Or maybe they twisted even scripture, and they used scripture to justify their narrative of parenting. They used scripture to justify of hitting you or beating you or making your life incredibly difficult. I want to just ask that you forgive your parents. I'm asking today, can you make that choice to say, I forgive my parents? You know, a lot of our parents, they were not raised Christian. They didn't grow up in a Christian environment. They were not introduced to Christian principles until maybe in their 30s or in their 40s. And for them to suddenly have to radically make this change in their behavior and their mindset was very difficult for them. It went counterintuitive to everything they were taught. Can you imagine yourself also being 30 and 40 and being introduced to a radical new way of living, a new way of thinking? It will be very hard sometimes to make that adjustment. But fortunate for us, or fortunate for many of us here, is that we were raised at a young age in a Christian environment or a Christian with Christian home. And so we don't have those struggles. We don't have those struggles with our old culture versus our new culture. This is the way life has always been for us. But I just want to share this with you to say, can you please forgive your parents? They're not perfect. This transition to living out life as a newborn Christian was probably more difficult for them than we can have ever imagined. And even them, they struggle between their old nature and their new nature. And this struggle gets played out in how they parent and how they raised you. And I'm asking, can you just forgive your parents today? Can you forgive them? Because without forgiveness, there is no honor. And without honor, you are living your life short. You are shortchanging your life. You are not living your life in the full abundance that God has for you. And if whatever I'm speaking today, if it's hit your heart and it's touched your heart and you need someone to help you to get through this, you need someone to talk to, or you need someone to pray with you, we have prayer rooms after service. And our prayer team will be there waiting for you. And so I just really want to encourage anybody here today, if you've been touched by what I've said, what has been shared, you feel like you need help forgiving your parents, or you need help honoring your parents, or you need help forgiving the generation that came before us, or you need help honoring the generation that came before us, I just encourage you to join us in our prayer rooms afterwards, and someone from our prayer team will be there to help you, to talk to you, and to pray for you. Because ultimately, we want everyone here to be able to live to the fullness and the abundance that God has for you in your life. Let's pray. Dear God, we pray for a spirit of forgiveness towards our parents for any past hurt that they may have caused us. Whether it's because they abandoned us, or they shamed us, or they bullied us, or if they twisted Asian culture, or if they twisted scripture on us. Lord, we pray for a spirit of forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. The devil, we know, only comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But you have come, Jesus, you have come so that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. God, we just pray for a spirit of forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. God, we pray that you would raise up a generation of leaders at Ignite that knows what it means to honor others above themselves, including honoring our parents and honoring the generation that came before us. That Ignite would be a generation that knows how to honor River of Life Christian Church. That Ignite would be a community that intercedes on behalf of our generation to see your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. That the blessings of heaven would be manifested here at Ignite because we honor those that you have put before us. And therefore, we are honoring you. God, this is our prayer. This is our prayer. We just pray all these things in Jesus' most holy and precious name. And all God's people say, amen. Amen, amen, amen.